You know the library now. You've met Charlie and Di and felt their presence, begun the working relationship. This session goes deeper into a specific part of that library, the section where the loops are being updated, and does something the previous sessions have been building towards. In this session, Di receives permission to update, permission to file new evidence, permission to let the library reflect who you are becoming rather than only who you have been. And then, with that permission in place, Di brings something specific to Charlie. The pause. The moment between a situation arriving and meaning being applied. The gap that changes everything downstream of it. This is the hinge session. The loop has already started to open. A quick reminder about the pauses in the sessions. The pauses throughout this session are where the work lands. Your subconscious is receiving and finding what it has just been given, and it needs the space to do that. If your mind moves elsewhere during a pause, and it may, especially if focus is something you work with, simply notice the breath, feel the weight of your body, and return. That departure and return is not a failure, it's the practice. And every time you come back to the body, you're doing exactly what this work asks of you. Each revisit to a session makes staying focused in the pauses easier. As with everything else here, practice installs the patterns on a deeper level, and sitting with a pause that you're not used to is a new pattern that you can take on. Before you begin, have your Chapter 4 anchor word ready, the word you chose to carry the quality of that first library visit. You will use it at the door.